You are now listening to NIIT Radio.
Well, I've talked about transformation and the need for transformation in training, primarily driven by the fact that, from my perspective, we have this broken investment value equation, and there's just a huge need to fix the value side of this thing so that companies get more business impact from this very large investment they're making. Second thing I've talked about is how running training like a business can be a methodology, if you will, that enables transformation. If you can apply the key principles of running training like a business, effectiveness and efficiency, and everything that falls underneath them, that companies will benefit from that sort of focus and that sort of management process around the elements of training and training delivery. So now I'm going to talk about outsourcing. As one of the tools that are available to organizations to do part, if not all, of the transformation. Those of you who know me are probably saying, wow, it's about time he got to this. And that's right, it is about time. I think that outsourcing is a true enabler and the right kind of tool that organizations should use to help in their transformation. And since I've been in the space for so long, going on some 15 years almost now, on both the buy side and the provider side, I think I understand the elements of outsourcing, the implications of outsourcing, and the potential value that can be delivered by it. So what I find interesting, though, is there's few topics that elicit such emotion in the training space as the word outsourcing. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with this fact that people are fearful that if they outsource, that jobs will be lost and things won't happen, like they'll lose control. I mean, let me put it that way, they'll lose control. There's normally three arguments for not doing outsourcing beyond the fact that senior training folks believe it doesn't work. But the three arguments are it doesn't work, it doesn't take costs out as promised, and outsourcers can't know my business like I do. So here's what I would contend. I would contend that if you haven't looked at outsourcing as an option available to you to either reduce your costs and or improve the value, then I would say you are not serving your company well. You've got to look at it as an option. Whether you choose it or not is another question. Now, you know, choosing it depends on the business case, depends on the capabilities you're looking for, depends on the current state of training, whether you have lots of waste redundancy, whether you're not organized appropriately to create value, those sorts of things. But anyhow, I believe it's critically important that all organizations take a hard look at outsourcing at various levels in order to determine whether they should take advantage of the tool and of the service in order to drive value for the business. But let me address the emotional side of this thing. First off, it doesn't take costs out. Well, you know, there's lots of evidence that outsourcing does take costs out, but not on training outsourcing so much as in areas like IT and HR and finance. And one would assume that you could carry that forth and that training would play the same way. Knowing that we have this huge investment in training, $1,000 on average or $700, whatever the number is, it's big, per employee per year on training. And the makeup of that number, some 30% is infrastructure, some 30% staff, and 30% is vendors. There's lots of opportunity to do things a bit differently and take costs out. But I would submit that if you're only looking for cost reduction, you're probably missing the opportunity because cost is not the end game. Cost is probably the entry ticket for outsourcing, but if outsourcing doesn't help you deliver more value, then it is underperforming. And if you're not delivering more value, then you're underperforming. So there are opportunities to take cost out in areas like training administration, learning technology and technology management, delivery and delivery management, vendor management. All those things are highly leveraged services. Many organizations do them in decentralized ways and don't take advantage of the high leverage that they can get on their own, and then furthermore that they can get from an outsourcing provider who does this work for multiple companies and therefore is able to leverage their resources and costs across a larger base than an individual company is on their own. The second thing is that the second issue or challenge, or myth maybe, of outsourcing is that no company can know my business like I do. And I'd submit that that's a smokescreen put forth by lots of training leaders and training people who are quite frankly threatened by the outsourcing notion and therefore put forth an argument. So let me say a couple things about that. One is outsourcing doesn't mean that you totally separate from the key subject matter experts and culture and business know-how of the company. I have seen it work. I have seen an outsourcer come in and become employee-like in the eyes of the businesses and the functions, and know the business as well as, if not better than, the training organization that previously existed knew the business. So I don't think it's a valid argument. I think it's a smokescreen, and I think it's easily overcome if organizations would give it a chance. The third argument that I often hear is that outsourcing doesn't create value, and so the thing that I and by value I'm talking about business impact. So the thing I would say is that you know, it depends on the processes that are in scope for an outsourcing deal, and whether or not you're giving your outsourcing partner the opportunity to do some of the things that they do best in order to create value. So let's say you're outsourcing a lot of content development through third-party providers, and you're doing it through an outsourcing provider who's managing third-party providers. If all you're doing is throwing the meat over the fence and saying to the outsourcing provider, go find me a vendor that does this, then the ability to make an impact other than a cost impact by getting lower vendor prices and taking away the vendor administration job from the training organization, the opportunity to create impact is minimal. However, if you engage your partner in the process of understanding needs and determining solutions and determining options for those solutions, then in fact you can ensure that your partner goes in search of best-in-class capabilities and brings forth the right kinds of responses that can make a difference for the business.
NIIT, Business Impact Accelerated.